Chapter 7. Kate's Plan. The next morning, Densha received a message from Mrs. Lauder, inviting him to dinner that evening. She wrote that her American friends, whom Densha had already met, would also be guests at the dinner. Densha arrived at Mrs. Lauder's house just after 8:30. Kate was still in her room getting ready, and Mrs. Lauder was waiting downstairs alone. She welcomed Densha in a friendly way and asked him questions about America. Just then, Susan Stringham arrived, but Millie was not with her.
"I'm afraid that Millie isn't feeling well," said Mrs. Stringham, sounding worried. "So I told her to stay at home and rest."
Kate entered the room, looking very beautiful, before some other guests arrived. During dinner, a lot of the conversation was about Millie and her great success in London society. The other guests were very interested to learn that Densha had first met Millie in New York, and they asked him lots of questions about her. Densha tried to answer their questions as best as he could. But then, suddenly, Mrs. Stringham said in a cold voice,
"You really don't know anything about my friend, Miss Teal, sir. Nothing at all."
Densha was surprised. "It's true that I don't know much about her," he said. "But she was kind to me in New York. I was a stranger to the city, and she helped me a lot. You weren't there at that time."
"That's right, my dear," said Mrs. Lauder to her friend.
"You weren't there. And Mr. Densha clearly hasn't forgotten Miss Teal." Mrs. Lauder smiled, and Mrs. Stringham looked upset.
"I say again," he said politely, "that I don't know Miss Teal well at all."
After dinner, one of the gentlemen went upstairs to play the piano, and some of the other guests went too to drink coffee and sing. The August night was very warm, so Mrs. Lauder and Mrs. Stringham went out onto the downstairs balcony. Kate and Densha sat side by side on a sofa in the living room.
"Millie is very ill," Kate said to Densha, quietly. "That's why Mrs. Stringham was looking worried."
"Do you know what's wrong with her?" asked Densha.
"Not exactly," replied Kate. "She and Mrs. Stringham were planning to leave London in a few days, but they're still here. I think Millie only decided to stay here because she wants to see you."
Densha looked confused. "I don't understand why she's interested in me," he said. "Everyone was saying that she's been a great success in London."
"Yes, she's been a huge success in society here," said Kate. "And she's extremely rich. So she could marry a rich and important man. She could easily get married to a duke."
"She doesn't look ill," said Densha.
"She goes to visit Sir Luke Strett," said Kate. "He's one of the best doctors in the world. Her illness must be very serious, but she doesn't want people to know about it. You must do what I tell you. Go and see her as soon as possible."
Densha was silent. He looked at Kate.
"So you want me to encourage a sick girl to fall in love with me?" he said.
Just then, the door opened and Lord Mark came into the room. Although Kate had often mentioned Lord Mark to Densha, he had never met him before. Kate introduced the two men, but she really wanted Lord Mark to go away.
"If you want to see Mrs. Lauder,
She's on the balcony with Mrs. Stringham, Kate told him.
Isn't Miss Teal here too?
Asked Lord Mark.
No, replied Kate. Unfortunately, she wasn't feeling well tonight.
Oh, said Lord Mark, looking worried. I hope it's nothing serious.
No, not at all, said Kate.
Lord Mark went out onto the balcony. So, that's the man Mrs. Lauder wants Kate to marry, Densher thought. But he seems interested in Milly, too.
Lord Mark is from one of the best families in English society, said Kate. One of his nephews is a duke. That's the reason Aunt Maud likes him. But he hasn't got any money of his own, so he's really interested in marrying someone with a lot of money.
Does Milly care about him? Asked Densher.
No, not at all, said Kate. Milly isn't impressed by him. And she doesn't understand anything about English society.
Densher looked at Kate. Suddenly, he felt very lucky that this beautiful and intelligent woman was in love with him. He felt full of love for her as he thought about their future together. You're so different from anyone else, he said. How could I ever look at another woman? I'm not surprised that your aunt has great plans for you. You're so much more interesting than anyone else in society. Kate gave Densher a look of great love and happiness.
You're my whole reason for living, she said.
But suddenly, Densher felt afraid. He said, Don't. Don't.
Don't what?
Asked Kate.
Don't fail me, said Densher.
It would kill me.
Then you know what you have to do, said Kate.
Yes, said Densher. He knew that she wanted him to go and see Milly, but he still did not understand her plan. A few minutes later, Mrs. Lauder came in from the balcony with Lord Mark. Kate got up from the sofa and went to sit with him. Densher was about to leave, but Mrs. Lauder stopped him.
Please don't go yet, she said. There's something I want to say. I can help you a lot.
What do you mean? Asked Densher in surprise.
Milly Teal is a very interesting girl, said Mrs. Lauder.
Yes, she's very charming.
She's charming, clever, and a very good person, said Mrs. Lauder. And she has lots of money. This is a wonderful opportunity for you, Densher. Go and see Milly. Show her that you like her and that you're interested in her. I'll help you in any way I can.
But Milly is leaving London soon, said Densher.
Yes, replied Mrs. Lauder. But Kate and I are going with her, and then you're going to follow us.
Oh! Densher did not know what to say. Mrs. Lauder was using the promise of Milly's money to stop him marrying Kate. And it was not even Mrs. Lauder's own money. He almost wanted to laugh. Later, as Densher walked home under the stars, he thought more about what Mrs. Lauder had said. Now he understood. She had told Mrs. Stringham that Kate did not care for him, and Mrs. Stringham would tell Milly. Mrs. Lauder hoped that he would pretend to fall in love with Milly and forget about Kate so that she could marry Lord Mark. And so Milly would be successfully deceived. The next day, Densha visited Millie at her hotel. She was very pleased to see him. "I was sorry you weren't at dinner last night," he said. "I hope you're feeling better."
"I'm fine now, thank you," said Millie quickly. "It was nothing, nothing at all."
Millie and Densha sat and chatted about London. Then Millie said,
"London isn't a good place to be in August. It's too hot. So Susan and I have decided to go abroad soon."
"But I hope you'll come back and see us," said Densha.
"Of course," said Millie. "I'll always come back and see Mrs. Lauder. She's been very kind to me. And Kate, of course. She and I are very good friends. I'd do anything for dear Kate."
"So would I," thought Densha. But he did not say anything. Just then, they heard the sound of wheels outside. They went out onto the balcony and saw Millie's carriage in the street below.
"I'm going out for a drive," said Millie. "Would you like to come?"
"I'd love to come with you," said Densha.
Millie went to her bedroom to get ready, while Densha waited in the living room. Just then, a man from the hotel knocked on the door.
"There's a visitor for Miss Teal," he said. "Miss Croy."
Suddenly, Kate walked past the man and entered the living room. Densha was surprised to see her, but she did not seem surprised to see him. "Millie's just getting ready for a drive in the carriage," he said. "She's asked me to go with her."
"Good," said Kate. "Then I won't stay. I only came to see how Millie was."
"She said she's feeling fine," said Densha.
"Well, you know what you have to do," said Kate. "But if you don't trust me, and you've changed your mind about my plan, you can leave. Millie will be upset that you've gone, but I'll think of something to tell her."
Densha was afraid that if he did not do what Kate wanted, she would become bored with him.
"Don't worry, Kate. I'll do what you want," he said quickly. "But please, tell me again that you love me."
Kate looked around the room.
"You want me to tell you that here?" she asked, smiling.
Densha held out his hands and she took them in her own.
"Well, please tell Millie that I came to see her, but that I couldn't stay," she said.
She left the room, and a few minutes later, Millie came back. She was wearing a large black hat and coat, and had a heavy necklace around her neck.
"Kate came to visit you," said Densha, "but she didn't know I was here. I told her that we were going out in the carriage, so she decided to leave."
"Oh," said Millie. "I'm sorry about that, but I often see Kate, so it doesn't matter."
That afternoon, Densha understood that Millie preferred to spend time with him than with Kate. And so, just as Kate wanted, Merton Densha and Millie Teal left for a ride in the carriage together.